By that point, John Pemberton had decided that he'd better come out and strike Grant. What he thought he was going to do initially was interrupt Grant's supply line. He didn't know that Grant didn't have a supply line. His idea was, this is a more conventional operation on Grant's part. I might be able to slow him down. That wasn't the case. The two forces came together on May 16th in the climactic battle, the decisive battle of this campaign at Champion's Hill. It's about halfway between Jackson and Vicksburg. Grant thoroughly defeated Pemberton in this battle, about nearly 4,000 Confederate casualties, about 2,500 Federal casualties. But the key thing is that Pemberton was pushed westward, back toward Vicksburg. Grant had Pemberton on his heels, back on his heels. The next day, on the 17th of May, the two forces fought again at the Big Black River, 10 miles east of Vicksburg. Again, Grant won the battle. Another loss for Pemberton, 1,700 Confederate casualties, just 200 Union casualties, most of those Confederates captured. And after the battle at the Big Black River, Pemberton retreated into the defenses of Vicksburg. He did so despite the fact that Joseph E. Johnston had sent a really rather passionate appeal to him not to retreat into the defenses of Vicksburg. Johnston said, take your forces away from Vicksburg, march northward, let's unite our forces and see if together we can deal with Grant. That's our best move. I think Johnston understood very well that if Pemberton hunkered down in the defenses at Vicksburg, that Grant would lay siege to the place, and that between Grant's power and the Union Navy, the outcome would be Confederate defeat. Johnston tried to get Pemberton not to go to Vicksburg, but he failed. Pemberton explained, as he put it, this is the most important point in the Confederacy. I won't abandon it. Consequently, Pemberton concentrated his men within the works. Grant had achieved what he wanted to achieve. Those in Grant's army were beginning to get a glimmer of what their commander was up to. A lot of them hadn't understood what Grant was up to. Even William Tecumseh Sherman, who was an extremely bright guy, hadn't understood what Grant was up to, how brilliantly Grant had been performing. Sherman wrote his friend a letter on May 18th in the midst of this campaign. He said, until this moment, I never thought your expedition a success. I never could see the end clearly until now. But this is a campaign. This is a success, even if we never take the town. That is Sherman to Grant on May 18th. Grant's army surrounded the stronghold at Vicksburg on the land side. The Union Navy guaranteed that they would have predominance on the water side. There's no Confederate Navy at Vicksburg, no Confederate strength on the naval side. Grant thought that Pemberton's troops were probably demoralized by their recent defeats, and I think that's understandable. They'd been defeated both at Champion's Hill and at the Big Black River. He thought that frontal assaults might actually allow him to take Vicksburg quickly and avoid the necessity of a siege. And he launched those assaults against the city on May 19th and May 22nd. But they failed completely, with heavy casualties, more than 4,000 casualties, as many casualties as he'd suffered in all the other battles leading up to Vicksburg since he had gotten on the east side of the river. Sobered by those losses, Grant decided that the only way to capture the place was to settle for a siege, and that's what he did. Well, as Joseph Johnston, I think, understood, and as many others understood, there was really only one way that this kind of a siege could end. But the defenders and the citizens of Vicksburg put up an admirable struggle. They held out for 6 weeks. They put up with around-the-clock bombardment from the encircling Federal forces, sniper fire day and night, threats of assaults all along the line kept the Confederate defenders off guard. It's hard to sleep. Kept the civilians off guard in a state of constant anxiety. Food became very scarce in the city. The people scooped caves out of the hillsides, moved into the caves to be safe from the bombardment. Soldiers dug into the sides of the hills and then draped little pieces of cloth above the entrances to keep the broiling summer heat off of them to get in where it was cooler. Back into the hills, What they hadn't exactly counted on was the number of snakes that would be in those hillsides as well. A lot of accounts of the snakes and the people mixing as the population of Vicksburg dug into the hills and the soldiers dug into the hills.